You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There we are. Recording.
Oh, shit.
On the floor.
Yeah, but
we're going to have back problems, man. This is going to be bad.
Well, the ship has sailed on that. And we might be sitting on the floor next to a trash bag of my clothing.
Did you wash those?
I did.
Okay.
It's clean clothing, at least.
Yeah, we're making progress here.
Yeah, but we're sitting on the floor of a mansion.
I'm not calling this a mansion.
You're not calling it a mansion?
No, it's bootleg.
It's
a very nice home.
Don't
telegraph your poverty.
Well, the listeners of this podcast are well aware of my poverty, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, I guess it's vertical. It's weird. It has like four floors.
Yeah. It has floors that are built into the side of a hill.
Right. So it's not like your typical, like, big fucking massive square footage mansion. Because it's spread out over the more, there's multiple floors.
I don't like it. It's like mole people shit. I don't like going down.
I think I liked the other house better.
That's what I say.
Yeah. This house is not very, but we are.
This is a beautiful home, but I just like to be above ground.
Yeah, well, certainly that, but also the other one had a pool.
Pool I could take or leave.
What?
I'm just not in it very much. I'd rather go to the ocean.
Well, yeah, but I think it's not so much about the usage you get out of it as much as it is
the flex.
Having it. Mm. If you have an expensive rich person home, you gotta have. If you don't have a pool, what's your problem?
I would probably go steam room, not sauna, right? Because they've got a sauna here, but what? You couldn't pay me to go to a sauna.
It's the same shit.
Steam room
and a sauna is the same shit.
No, steam room is for opulent Russians. A fucking sauna is for really fucking fat Palm Springs people.
I think I've been in both, and I can't tell the difference.
Oh, yeah, you can. One is damp.
They're both damp.
No, that one is dry as fuck. It's just that your body makes it damp. The other one is damp from... Listen, can we just talk about...
Which is the good one? Sauna?
People prefer... So Russians and Greeks like a steam. Turks like a steam.
Yeah.
Like Norwegians and people like that like a sauna.
I think I'd prefer the steam, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I feel but the sauna would like dry you out.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Maybe I was in a sauna then. I'm pretty sure I used to go to a
saunas
gym.
Saunas are much more common.
There was one at the gym I used to go to and the air like hurt my it like whenever I would inhale through my nose it like hurt my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't find it that pleasant.
No.
Maybe I've never been in a sauna.
No, you've never been in a steam room.
Never been in a steam room, excuse me. I don't think I've ever been in a steam room.
You'd find them, as a heavier guy, you'd find them totally repulsive.
I do hate humidity.
Yeah, you'd find it disgusting. But there's something invigorating about
it. But I can learn to love something if it has supposed health benefits.
These are very supposed.
You know what I mean?
These are alleged as hell.
Doesn't it? Which is the one that gets rid of COVID?
I believe that was sauna. But that was Joe Rogan saying very stupidly and being rebuffed by every medical expert.
Look of disappointment on his face when they say no.
Yes.
It was so. It looked like a kid that you told him that we're not getting McDonald's tonight.
Yeah, he'd say, "Well, what if you entered a sauna? Where it was hot enough that through your nasal it killed the COVID?" And they'd be like, "Well, it would have to be so hot that you would die too." And he'd go, "Huh."
He would get so disappointed. You get so sad.
Bring back COVID Rogan.
COVID Rogan. Bring back
back COVID.
No one remembers COVID anymore. It's so beat. People try to keep it alive because they have like grievances of how it was handled.
As so far as I can tell, it's Canadians. Canadians are the only ones that are like still invested in COVID. I follow someone who every day retweets like, who's still masking up out of consideration for their fellow human being? Oh, we never talked about this. maybe the guy from Barry. Do you, who, what's his name? Muhammad Atta, whatever the fuck. The guy that's on the show, Barry.
Ernest Borgnine.
I guess he's got a autoimmune or some compromised shit, right? Mm. So at the Golden Globes, the Emmys, whatever bullshit these people do, let's call it the Nuremberg trials. He wore...
the Nuries.
Yeah, the Nuries.
Nurbies.
He wore a mask, mm-hmm. and he was surrounded by people not wearing a mask. Yep. And the most tragic thing I saw online was people saying... I've seen people congratulating, we'll call him Muhammad Atta, for wearing a mask. But what about all of his peers who refuse to respect him and wear a mask themselves? Eric, so that these people and the thousands, the person that tweeted that and the thousands of people that liked it and retweeted it, they're supposing that the considerate thing to do would be for 800 human beings to modify their behavior to account for one human being who could have just taken the night off if he felt that it wasn't safe. Do you see the mentality and the rationale of people who they want you to change your life to accommodate them with the complete lack of personal understanding that they could change their life to accommodate the vast majority of human beings?
It's beat talking about COVID anymore.
But no, it's throwback now. It's like...
It is throwback. Someone told me they got COVID the other week, and I was like, damn, vintage.
Somebody tangentially related to me, not related by blood, but in career stuff, died of COVID the other day.
Oh!
How crazy is that?
That's way vintage.
Yes. Throwback.
Damn. Way... That's throwback Thursday.
That's people fucking... that's a Fat Joe track.
COVID. Yeah, why can't I remember this fucker's name? I can picture him in my head.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
No, not that fucking guy. That's what, the only COVID news I get are from these red pill things that are like, they just have holdover grievances for everyone involved in the COVID fiasco. And they want, I mean, and in some cases they're getting vindicated of things that they said at the time that everyone said wasn't true and turns out to, in fact, be true.
What'd you read about? Oh, my God. You want to talk about fucking throwbacks? We're taking a time machine now. What'd you read about ivermectin today?
Oh, well, I don't know if this... I don't know if we should talk about it because it's... I don't think it's true.
Also, apparently, your social media gets nuked if you say it.
You have to bleep saying ivermectin, I think, as far as I understand it.
Let's talk about bleeps for a second.
Bleeps.
Have you ever seen TikTok?
Have I seen TikTok?
Are you familiar with you can't say rape on TikTok and you can't say murder or killed on TikTok? But that's a lot of the content. A lot of the content is people going, you know.
How does the true crime community get through that?
Unalived.
Yeah, it's very stupid.
They say unalived. And for rape, they say essay. I understand that this is a bit. I understand Louis C.K. did a funny bit about this, but when we know what you're saying, what is the purpose of this? If unalived means murdered, why?
Why can't you say murder?
Why can't you say rape?
I mean,
rape is the thing that happens.
Well, but that's like, that might fall under like trigger warnings, you know, which are stupid.
We got to stop with this.
Yeah.
It's not 2017. Stop.
No, listen, I understand, but I'm just saying like I'm just trying to explain the logic in which I could understand rape because of trigger warnings, whereas murder...
Why is it that we follow the science, but trigger warnings are routinely debunked, and we still act like they're a thing that we have to...
I don't know. Why do we sound like a fucking... We sound like a broken goddamn record talking about this shit.
No, we don't. We sound like Throwback Thursday.
This is the Throwback Thursday edition of the podcast.
Yes,
is that
exactly what
we're
doing? Right.
We're talking about all throwbacks?
Yes.
Is the future... Is there nothing going on right now that's worth talking about?
There's layers to the big titty
right.
Shop teacher.
Sure.
So for people that don't know, Patrick might be vindicated because I said that it was a work. There is an unsubstantiated whistleblower in the allegedly in the class who says that this teacher is decidedly not trans and kind of like an anti-woke agitator who is doing this as a provocation and to prove a point.
So this was, and this was a 4chan user, yes?
Yes.
Not the most reliable source.
This was Big Belly Pepe 2420.
Sure. It's not the most reliable source. This it could, but this could be a new segment of the podcast that I was thinking about earlier where we call Are We Buying It?
Or Believe It If You Want.
True. I like Are We Buying It?
Okay.
Because it's something I say a lot. I say, are we buying this?
No, okay. So are you buying it? Well, are you buying Big Titty Teacher?
This is the thing. This is so it's a suspicious it's an interesting one to kick the segment off on because I guess I can see it both ways. I mean, we've been treating it as though it's real thus far.
Publicly. So here's the thing. Rude, disrespectful to second guess somebody's transness.
Sure.
Right? Not supposed to do that.
Nope.
There is, this person is challenging, they might have broken trans if they are in fact trans, right? Because they are pushing, they are the Socratic argument. They are, let's push this concept to the logical limit. Do you still agree? Right?
Yeah.
And we can agree that this person's body dysmorphia, if that's what it is, so let's take it on face value that it is, has taken it to the logical limit. Fair?
I mean, you never know. Things can always go further, but it's the most realized version of the Socratic argument I've ever seen.
So do you stand by it? Well, you and I do because we don't give a fuck about strangers' titties and we don't give a fuck about shop teachers and we don't give a fuck about students and we don't give a fuck about Canada. So it's easy for you and I to sit here and go, yeah, you know, that person is the most lit trans person ever.
The only concern I have in the whole thing is that her big old titties might get in the way of the table saw in the shop class she's teaching.
A valid concern. But we're comfortable buying it. Do we think that it is otherwise, for somebody who cares, about Canadian students, do we think that it is viable?
So yes, because nothing surprises me anymore. It is like the living embodiment of like a South Park episode. There is an element of absurdity to it. I don't think that's controversial to say. But also the inverse or perhaps the counter narrative of this person is an agitator, anti-woke person trying to make some sort of statement with this. Yeah, buy that too. I mean, I can see both premises being real because on one hand, like I said, nothing fucking surprises me and people are wild. And on the other hand, it also seems like something someone would do to perhaps make a point or perhaps just piss people off, or your argument about this person's trying to get a lawsuit.
So that was part of what this 4chan Big Belly Pepe 420 said about that this shop teacher is supposed to be transferred anyway, and this was a finger in the eye to the school who he know well. In this person's view, if this is a trans person, forgive me, it's a she, but in this person's accounting that he, the shop teacher, is saying, I know that your own rules are so broken that you have to support me despite the fact that you know from previous conversations that I am completely faking this. If that is true, troll award.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Because there's no trolls anymore.
Oh, there's trolls.
No, everybody's worried about something catching up with them. Everybody's worried. There's no like Weave, right? The guy who got a Nazi tattoo to troll and then moved to like Belarus to troll. You remember this guy?
This confirmed troll?
I think he's Jewish.
Really?
It's a fucking troll. Like,
I mean, Sam Hyde comes to mind.
Sam Hyde, sure.
Yeah.
So,
but no, you know, it's hard to be a troll and also be a public person.
Very difficult.
Yeah. So I mean, there's few people that have that moniker.
So
you have to be very brave.
You got to be very brave person. You got to be, or moneyed. You know what I mean?
Or just crazy.
Imagine if I had
no regard for your life.
Imagine if I had $7 million even, right? And I just had a place in Fresno where it was just all computer monitors, you know? Like, it was a one, it was a two-bedroom, one-level house, but it was just, like, computer monitors across the walls. And I was just trolling, just all day fucking trolling. You think I could be satisfied?
You? Yeah, definitely. I think you'd be very fulfilled by that.
Like, imagine if I was just sitting in a dark room thinking of new ways to troll.
Yeah, that's who you are deep down.
Yeah.
You were born too early, because if you were born 10 years later, you would have been the 4chan guy.
And I'm blessed that I've only embarrassed myself as much as I have online. Because if I was 10 years, if I was your age, I would have been the fucking 9/11 fucking pilot of online trolls. As it is, I was like aged out of trollness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you aged out of 4chan. You aged out of trollness. I've always said it's a blessing that you found straight edge at a young age, because you live like a meth head.
Mm.
So if you were on meth, you'd really embrace that lifestyle.
I'm minimal, right?
Yeah. You would take a bus stop bench over a bed.
No longer. I'm trying to be high value.
Okay.
Trying to be high value.
Forgot the high value.
So, but it is true that I don't require much, right? And this, what was that? Where they did the there's that God damn it. There's the statue of Kali.
Yeah.
Where is that? And there's like a particle accelerator there. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, the Hadron Collider?
No.
What are you talking about?
No. I'll look it up.
It's in Fresno.
Look it up. It's in a one bedroom in Fresno.
Yeah.
So
particle collider?
Hold on. You know what I'm talking about. It was the best troll of the last few years, let's see. You're gonna play dumb.
I'm not playing dumb. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
Particle beam disruptor? That's what you said?
I did not say particle beam disruptor.
That's
what
you said.
Thank you, though.
How do you think this room is echoey? How do you think our levels are? How is our audio? Well,
you know what? People get what they get.
You get what you get.
Okay, so while I look for this, what do you think? Are you buying it or not buying it? Just go.
On which aspect? That they're legit or that they're a troll?
I guess one answers the other. What's your leaning?
Yeah, I guess fair enough.
What's your leaning? Are we behind it?
Well, like I said, 4chaner is not the most reliable narrator.
The Kern ritual hoax, right?
Yeah, isn't that that's the Hadron Collider, isn't it?
Is that where the collider
CERN?
Is? CERN, yes.
Yeah. What, there's a statue there?
Yes, they were going around the statue of, Shiva, pardon me, it's not Kali. So that's the weirdest part of the whole thing. In the middle of this grounds, there's a large statue of Shiva. And the footage is of people in robes congregating around the statue. Have you never seen this?
No, highly concerning.
Look it up on your phone.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Look it up on your phone.
Wait, you mean like the
CERN? Okay, you know CERN.
Yeah. Shiva?
Shiva.
You said Shiva, like sitting Shiva, like a Jewish thing.
It's Shiva.
It is Shiva in the Jewish world, but Shiva is like a, is a, yes, is Hinduism.
Yes, yeah? Yes, yes.
I'm not trying to offend anybody's
Listen. Here.
Shiva. There's some phenomenon that when you reach a certain age, you forget how to pronounce names. Like, listen to the Tim Dillon with Louis, mm-hmm. Louis C.K.
Mm-hmm.
And he says twice in that episode, he messes up names. He says Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
And he says John Cena.
I cannot say
John Cena.
I can't say our vice president's name with a gun pressed to the side of my head.
It's Kamala.
It's like spelling guarantee or restaurant.
Yeah, what's up with this Lord Shiva statue unveiled at the CERN place?
That is a...
Are they trying to bring about the Kali Yuga?
That's the argument.
Yeah. I mean, I buy. That for sure. I'll buy that one. Oh, man. It like...
Nataraja.
You see the fucking, like, shadow?
That's what I'm saying.
That's scary, man.
But what we should do is we should get that tattooed on us.
Yes.
With Life Troll tattooed underneath.
Okay, I'm in. Life Troll. That's concerning. There, yeah, who... Wait, is CERN, like, where is it on this planet? I thought it was in, like, fucking, like, Sweden or some shit.
CERN is...
It's in Switzerland. Oh, is it in Switzerland?
So CERN is, like, a big... Is, like, a member organization thing,
Cernovich.
Right?
Cernovich. It's... No, where the Hadron Collider is.
Okay, so the Hadron Collider is
in... It's in Geneva.
Okay.
Is that where the...
Yes.
That's an odd one. I mean, at least it's not like a... What if it was a Moloch statue?
The CERN spokesperson said that the video was a prank.
No, don't buy it.
The mock ritual was performed without any official permission. Here's my question. Why are people in robes congregating on the site of the... Hadron Collider.
I guess they're trying to fucking wake up Cthulhu or something.
But my question is, if it's a prank, how do these people get on the grounds?
I mean, hey, Matt, would you respect the police in Switzerland?
That's a good point.
You know, like, I don't respect the police here. Imagine a fucking like bitch ass country like fucking Switzerland. Kidding me?
We are brought to you by Factor. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular ones like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule, customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. Head over to factormeals.com/worstpossible50 and use code worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code worstpossible50 at factormeals.com/worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. We thank Factor for sponsoring the show.
What are they going to do? They don't even have prisons there. They'll like sentence you to get a massage.
This further fueled theories that CERN's goal was to use their large Hadron Collider to create a portal to hell, summon the Antichrist, or destroy the universe.
Probably.
That's what scientists want to do. I know this because I know a guy that who you might listen to this. He's a longtime friend. He is at MIT, right? Or is whatever the fucking part of the jet. He's wearing a jetpack and he's flying around a college campus on a jetpack. Whatever the fuck.
SVA.
Yeah. DeVry.
Tisch.
Yeah. So he's so my friend that works at DeVry, I talked to him about science once and I said, you know, it was like a Jurassic World conversation where I said, you know, we don't gotta pursue every lead because if we think that they might open up a portal to hell. And he said, yes, we do. That's why we have to do it. It doesn't matter what the consequences are. It's a very scientist mentality, so much so that I kind of respect. I respect that. I respect the unhingedness of, look, like it's the same way that I can get about, hey, I just want some, I'd like you to be truthful with me about this topic or that topic. Doesn't matter. I'm stuck on it. I'm stuck on, like, in an autistic way. I'm stuck. Just explain. These scientists is the ultimate autist, where they say, I want to know. And it doesn't, if the whole world burns down, it does not matter as long as I know. Right?
Okay. But here's I understand that. But here's my, so I saw a thing going around today of they attached like sensors to a plant.
Oh yeah. And the plant can knife you.
Why'd they give it a knife?
You know, I don't know.
They could have just given an arm. Why did they give it a feather duster?
Could have given a pencil, yeah.
Yeah, pencil, yeah, sure.
Could have drawn something.
Why did they give it a machete? Like, what? It's like there's an unspoken maliciousness of science.
Of science, yeah.
Yeah. Which maybe...
It's ocelot.
Maybe because they're such fucking nerds, it's this like unconscious like resentment they want to get back at everybody.
That's exactly what it is. I got no pussy, now I've made Metal Gear.
You know what? That's pretty cool.
I mean, look, science is impressive.
Yeah, certainly. I don't, what is the Hadron, okay, so the Hadron Collider, as I understood it, was trying to find
a portal to hell.
No. They were trying to find a particle that was theoretical.
Dark matter.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Dilithium crystals.
You're right.
They were trying to find something that was only theorized. But this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
When they did they find it?
No, it's just a money drain.
You think?
Yeah, this is a hustle.
They got
it's like NASA. What is NASA doing?
They're
sending things to Mars? Who cares? No, why does anybody give a fuck about NASA?
No, they crashed they flew a plane into an asteroid.
Yeah.
I guess it was gonna hit Earth.
Bully for them.
I like whenever an asteroid, they're like, this asteroid's coming dangerously close to Earth, and it's like
200,000 miles.
Yeah. It's like an absurd distance away, and it's like, that just missed us?
Yeah.
I guess in the cosmic sense.
Also, it's like, we know they're not going to tell us if one's going to hit us.
You don't think so? No, I guess they probably won't.
No, I wouldn't.
I guess not. Yeah, I mean, unless there's money to be made.
Oh, imagine how many masks they'd sell for
asteroid masks.
Asteroid masks.
Yeah. You don't want to be inconsiderate to your neighbor.
Yeah. The guy from Barry is really good on asteroids.
What's his name?
Bill Hader.
Ed. Oh, that's it. Bill Hader.
Got it.
Bill Hader. Bill Hader. Atta.
Hi, Hader. Bye, Hader.
Biden Hader. What about Biden? What's he up to? What's my man doing?
There's a TikTok song that's about, is Biden really the best we could do? You know what I mean? That sort of thing. So that's popular.
All right. What's the answer? Is it yes? I guess so.
I think your bag of laundry is probably better than Biden at this point.
Smell better.
Biden is one of two things. You and I discussed this today.
Mm. A rock hard dick slinger.
Is Biden a rock hard dick slinger with a reputation for really making him cream?
Yep.
Or is he a feeble old man suffering from the early signs of dementia? Or can two things be true? So, no, as you pointed out today, we are getting more in the news about how he's incapable. And we are not getting it from the right anymore. We're just getting it. So, okay, let's talk about this. Two things have happened in the last 2 weeks. Every news story about men has come out. Everybody, if you needed proof that we are being led by media, even if in some ways we are leading media to these places, if you needed proof, go look at the last 10 days of news reportage. There are multiple, so a guy put out a book, but this book has kicked off a number of opinion pieces, essays, a bit of journalism, all on the same topic. Louis C.K. is back, all on the same topic. The immiseration of men. Now, I saw a woman on TikTok talk about this, and I thought she was kind of insightful. She was saying, well, what do you fucking expect? We made the last 5 years about women, and when you insist that your population is balkanized or bifurcated in this way, of course it will. You did yourself the disservice of, instead of addressing the immiseration of the population, you said women, which means that at some point it's going, media interest and general interest is going to flip off of that and arrive at the only other thing that you've made possible, a binary of men. So is it any shock that now, after putting men to the fucking cross for the last 5 years, that we're going to now put Amber Heard in a cage and set it on fire as they did in ISIS-controlled territory?
Mm.
So my question to you is, will you join me in lighting that match?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. No, you, wow. Yeah.
Well,
have you been saving up your resentment of women for the last 5 years because you couldn't say shit? Because now we can let it fly.
It's probably true. No, I think, I mean, yeah, there's been a lot of news about, like, why are men sad and lonely and weird? And it's like,
why are suicide rates through the roof?
But, like, has there been a point in history when men weren't sad and lonely and weird?
Okay, so
doesn't that go back to, like, Marcus Aurelius?
I think in Rome.
Yeah?
People were happy. Because I was reading about gay shit in Rome.
Mm.
And they seemed happy in their polysexual lifestyle.
Sure.
Because
So we all got to go poly if we want true happiness.
No, what they got to do, the things that I believe men do, they got to stab things, conquer, right? They got to be in hierarchies where some men called them, and then other men said, I look up to you, right? Because, like, men have some weird thing where they, like, men are drawn to shit like the military, where some guy is calling them like a limp dick, and then another guy is like taking orders from you, you know? So, like, maybe this is a Jordan Peterson thing. He's probably right about this. Men are just, they get off on hierarchy, right? They all want to join the empire, right? And then,
or they want to blow it up.
Or they want to blow it up.
I think they're just attracted towards, maybe not necessarily violence, quote unquote, but I think people need excitement.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the guy, like the overweight guy who's driving the FedEx truck a century ago, he would have been a great warrior.
Perhaps, yeah.
So he's unfulfilled.
Right.
Right? But now he's bringing you, you know, packages of Tenga eggs.
God, think about the... You went to a city school or a community college? Which one did you go to first?
I went to community college first, and then I went to a CUNY school.
Right, okay. So for people that don't know, these are the
Chad training rounds.
I would call them the dungeons of human misery, right?
Really? Right. I had a good time at Nassau Community College.
Everybody did, but here's my point.
Nassau rocked.
Yeah, everybody speaks highly at Nassau. But I always use this example. I washed dishes with a guy who talked to me about how he was classic. He was like, he spent a ton of money at SVA, wanted to make films, was at the point that I worked with him completely miserable and self-hating and really aggressively hating the world because it was dawning on him that he did not have the social skills to become successful at the thing that he wanted to do in life. And I think that you run into a lot of that in kind of the mid-tier schools.
Okay.
It's not garbage. There's real professors there, but you know that your life is mid. You're going to have to work hard to maintain a middle-class lifestyle that your parents raised you in. You're going to now have to labor to maintain that. Versus if you go to Harvard, Yale, Oxford, fucking whatever. Yes, NYU, our fucking fraud listeners who pretend poverty. If you go to these schools, you have an advantage in life, and you believe, right or wrong, that you can achieve wild aspirational things. Whereas you got to be a pretty dumb person to go to, give me a CUNY.
They called Queens College the jewel of CUNY.
Okay, give me the Fredonia of CUNY.
There is Queensboro.
Okay,
Queensboro Community College.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
So if you go there, you'd have to be pretty dumb to believe that the world is, strictly speaking, your oyster. And it might be your oyster. Maybe you have all the skills to, but you'd still be dumb, right? Now, I think it's great to be dumb. I think it's great to have, to not let the world get in your way. I think that's great. But it does make you dumb. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well, or maybe you're the smartest of all. Because it's also dumb to limit yourself mentally.
It's very dumb to limit yourself, but it's still dumb to not confront reality and go, yeah, I'm working at a disadvantage here. I'm mid.
Yeah, but your acceptance of that as your reality is what condemns you to hell.
Or
if your stupidity helps, or your autism helps you, like, just not even see that reality.
Yes.
You can then bound over it.
If you have no self-awareness, you are either going to be a pill and other people are going to find you annoying, or you're going to be a wildly successful person.
There's no in between.
Or you're going to be a wildly successful pill.
There's certainly that, but I've seen it both. I've seen people who I've worked with people who have had no self-awareness whatsoever, and they
titans of industry.
I've known people like that who've continue to rise.
Mm-hmm.
No self-awareness.
Yeah.
And I've seen dudes with no self-awareness just stay at the bottom.
Yes.
And they're not going anywhere.
Yes.
Because they presume that the people that they would have to impress to get above want to talk about anime.
Holy fuck. I'm not going to use any names. I interacted with... So I got a lot of... Okay. I've said this on this podcast before. There's nobody who's been in the trenches of autism more than me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're a decorated veteran.
Yes. For people that don't know, I fought in 1,000 autistic wars. My sister, closest in age to me, who I lived with until I was, 18, is severely autistic. My first job, which I did for at least 5 years, was working with autistic people. I play guitar music. I deal with autistic people every goddamn day. So
probably more so than when you work directly with them.
Yes. But the other day, it might have just been my mood, but an autistic guy broke me. He broke me. I'm just going to give perspective. I worked with low-functioning autistic people for a long time. We're talking about people that would self-stim in really disgusting ways, self-harm. I would have to restrain guys who would then headbutt me in my fucking face. And I would take any of that. Any of it. I would take the guy that used to, a fella, I hope I should really check in on him. He's got to be very old by now. He had hepatitis and he would always rip his tongue open to spit blood on me. And I would so much rather deal with that gentleman, blood spitting Dale, than fucking the guy that I dealt with the other day, who obviously was high functioning, but if he spit hepatitis blood on me, he would have more social graces than what I dealt with the other day. Mm. This fella could not ascertain the mood of the room with any, I could have written it out on a whiteboard. Hey, leave me alone, please.
Yeah.
And he would not have picked that up. He broke me.
Are you going to elaborate on that experience or are you just going to leave it at that? Is it possible they could be a listener?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely.
We got to let it go then.
Yeah. I mean, our listeners are pretty goddamn autistic.
Yeah. Telling me. Yeah. What was the point of all this?
The CERN hoax
yeah.
propagated by the Brotherhood of Autists.
The SVA students.
The SVA students.
Yeah.
No, there's just a bitterness in some people when they realize, oh, to get ahead, there is a social aspect to life.
Yeah. Big one.
And I lack those skills, but I'm also not smart enough to circumvent the need for those skills, right? That's like that moment, that's like the dark night of the soul right there where you it hits you that you have no personal charm. I've been here. It hits you that you have no personal charm and that you cannot win over people in the way that people on television can, right? Like, so let's say, I don't know, what's a thing you might identify with as a young man?
Thing that I might identify with?
Tron.
I fucking hate Tron. Don't talk to me about Tron.
Snoopy.
I'm lukewarm on Snoopy.
You didn't identify with Charlie Brown or anything?
I never was into Charlie Brown. I'm more of a Calvin and Hobbes guy.
Okay, did you identify with Transformers?
Before my time. Ninja Turtles.
Two and a half men.
No.
Trying to think of pop culture things.
Elmo.
Avatar.
Avatar. Alf.
Alf. Okay, so you identify with Alf.
Yeah, let's go with Alf.
Alf is always getting in trouble.
He's always eating the cats.
He's always putting the cat in his mouth.
Yeah.
But then he charms his way out of trouble.
Right.
And he always wins in the end. He's like he's a cad, right?
Mm.
He's a scamp.
Lovable.
That's a type of person that many young men aspire to be. Like, oh, I can get in trouble, but then I can get myself out of trouble. I'm just a character.
Right.
But then you realize nobody on earth likes you and that you don't have any personal charm.
When you walk in a room, people barely look up.
People wither.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, I'm going to have to fuck. Have you ever stepped out of a room the second somebody entered?
Probably. I mean, I'm not that cruel of a person. I mean, I've known people who are like incredibly punishing autists, and I would never have the heart to be cruel to them in that way. But it's like this is people that I've known through music, and it's like, oh shit, here comes George. Here he comes. I see him. He picked up my scent here. He's on his way. I see him looking at me. I was like, hey, man, what's up? That guy.
That guy exists for sure.
Oh, in abundance.
I like all my autistic friends. The only person that, this is not an autistic thing, although this person might be autistic. So there is a person who I don't know them well. I only interacted with them for a short time, but they made me so uncomfortable because they were on like a, fucking ninth grade meets OnlyFans understanding of sexuality, where, you know, like people that feel like they have to flirt in every circumstance.
Yeah.
Like this person made me so cause I got a girlfriend and shit. And I don't want to be in close proximity to any energy like that. So whenever this person would enter the room, I would get up and, you know, politely and hopefully not conspicuously, I would vacate really quick.
Yeah.
And that's probably the only time that I've done that on some like self-interest. I don't want to be around somebody that behaves this way sort of shit. But I have done the basically public or like city bus challenge where you just listen to some fucking like maniac talk about, you know, just interface with you about topics that you don't give a fuck about. Like, you know, like autistic guy gets a rock tumbler. You know what I mean? That type of thing. And wants to talk to you about the smoothness of stones or whatever. Like I can do all that. But this is all to say that the other day, a guy pushed it past anything I'd encountered on a bus.
Wow.
Anything that I'd encountered, you know, in line at places where the guy in front of you starts talking to you and you immediately go, oh, shit.
Yeah. See, this type of there must be some law of the universe because this shit does not typically happen to me. I don't get a stranger talking to me very often, almost Almost never.
I would
unless sometimes there's a little bit of like eye contact, like, oh, how about this line, you know? But like it never really goes past that unless I engage it.
Is it fear? I guess it's fear. I was scared at that Atlanta bus station. Not for my safety per se, but for my mental well-being. Because there was a person who I knew would come over to me if I made eye contact. And I was legitimately scared to make eye contact. Because
what is this, do you think?
I did not want to deal with them that much.
Yeah. But do you think you brought it upon yourself in some way? I'm victim blaming.
Yeah.
They came up to you?
No.
Okay.
I tried really hard.
Through the power of mental energy.
I told you about this person, right? They were doing like, you've seen Bloodsport. They were doing the like, there's a guy that's got like a monkey fight style. You know,
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
This dude was doing that through the entire fucking bus station. And he was covered in dirt and had no shoes. It was actually shocking that they would just like let a dude like roll around the bus station doing kind of like somersaults, shoeless,
yeah,
covered in dirt, asking people for money and cigarettes. I so did not want to engage in a conversation.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That I was scared.
Yeah, you had fear run through your body.
Yeah. And then you're probably right. It becomes like a dog that smells fear. That's like, I'm gonna.
Right. Well, I think like I don't have this concern, and it because it's not something that typically happens to me. But like, it's almost like it's some kind of law of attraction thing. But it's like a negative law of attraction.
I'm manifesting
right
mental illness.
Well, you're manifesting something negative happening to you with your. You know, with your concern, you know, it's like there's like you and Tom, like no one else I've ever known in my life, have that sort of thing where people will just be drawn to you and want to pull you into horrendous conversations.
And I'm usually game because I'm just as punishing. Well, I told you one time. Like somebody at a show started talking to me in a way that like, yeah, maybe it would be punishing. And then after 5 minutes, I realized I was punishing them. Like I looked up and I was like, oh, I've become the guy that's talking. Like I'm just talking.
Both you and Tom are very polite. So you'll usually engage the person and you won't necessarily shy away from the conversation because you don't want to be rude.
I don't want to be rude. I would never. I like talking to people. I just like to keep it moving.
Right. Right. And most of these all these people are always well-meaning. It's just like, but it's like, I mean, when you play a show, it's one thing, right? Because people anticipate to see you. And I'm sure it's the same for Tom. But like, I was with Tom a couple years ago. I think it was one of the Jawbreaker reunion shows. Indecision's not playing the show. Yep. No one's there to see. And I swear to God, at least twice in that evening, people just came up to him and started me and just like Tom was just, and like after the second one, Tom was like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, what the fuck's the deal, man? He's like, I don't know. It just happens to me. And I was like, do they know? Like, is it like, hey, I know you thing. And he's like, no, they don't know me at all.
So I will say that I went to a place recently where a great number of people, this is not a flex of any type. I was playing music. So it's not like, whatever. People have a reason to be there.
Yeah.
A lot of people addressed me by my first name,
mm-hmm.
who I didn't know. And I never really feel a way about that. Obviously, like, I do a thing that's highly visible. I would be weird if I was mad at somebody for having some familiarity with me, right?
You got to go full Chevy Chase. You just got to throw F slur at them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. When and someone just starts talking to you, you just get really aggressively unpleasant.
My God, do you want to have the most tired conversation ever? I just want to know if I can use BNA. Can I use it or not use it?
BNA?
BNA. Stands for broke N-word alert.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay. So here's, this is a tired argument. Two white guys talking about their use of the N-word. Mm. But I just, here's just, if I could please have your ruling on this.
My ruling?
Yes. You are known as sensitive and racially diverse.
Yeah.
So here's the argument.
Okay.
Obviously, I can't say the word and like the, you know, that word.
Yeah.
Right? But I can say N-word, right?
Right.
So if it's broke N-word alert, am I speaking Chinese here?
I comprehend the question.
So just because I think BNA is a really funny thing to say.
I mean, you've already said you don't need my permission. It's already been said.
What iPhone you got there?
What iPhone do I have? I don't know. The 13?
BNA, bro. Isn't BNA fun?
Autism.
It's fun, though. I just want to know if I'm allowed to say it. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Fuck.
Whatever. I think people are tired of the whole coming for people's heads. Like, no one really does it anymore.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
They'll find a way.
I mean, people still do it, but like, I don't know. No one really reacts to it anymore.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Kanye. Kanye tried.
Yo, it's crazy. It's crazy how no one cares.
No one cares.
It's because that's like,
he's the boy who cried wolf.
That's like, that must be proof that whatever, that we're in a new era.
Louis C.K. selling 10,000 tickets in a day is proof.
Yeah, but Louis C.K. would have sold 10,000 tickets in 2018.
Yes.
But Kanye would not have gotten away with White Lives Matter t-shirt in 2018. Well, I mean, ultimately he would have. But like,
there would have been a lot of consternation and
yes.
Essays and think pieces. And
no, but for the first time, Twitter. The first time I can ever remember, people were honest about what it was. Even the people that would have made it a whole thing 2, 3, 4 years ago were honest this time around. And they looked at it and said, what shitty clothes is he trying to sell now? Yes, precisely. Congratulations, you figured it out. That's all it is. He's trying to provoke you. So he creates attention for his fucking stupid clothing brand.
I bought one.
Yeah. You bought Yeezys.
I bought the jacket.
Oh, you bought... Yeah. It was an $1,800 one, yeah.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
Sold on Kanye's website.
Worth it. I'm making a point.
You're the white Kanye.
I'm the white Kanye, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody took the bait.
Nobody took the bait. And did you see the double bait? Was Jaden Smith being at the fashion show and said, I walked out as soon as I saw it.
And nobody cared about that.
Nobody gave a fuck about that.
Yeah, yeah.
You tried to score points, Jaden. Yeah. No one cares.
Yeah, yeah.
No one fucking cares.
The moment passed you by, Jaden, sir.
No one gives a fuck. No one cares anymore. They see things for what they, for perhaps a brief moment, we've come to reality.
And it's only by virtue of exhaustion.
Yes.
I mean, that's what happens when addicts, like, what do they say about addicts that hit rock bottom? A lot of times it's just, you're just tired of being tired, right?
Well, it just doesn't sell anymore. So why make a whole thing out of it if you can't sell it?
That's why we bounced over to men, because women's shit was not selling anymore.
So maybe we got to talk about weird, lonely men.
Yeah. So,
but like, are we going to talk about weird men?
Constant debate on if Jordan Peterson has a point. That'll be the little thing for a minute. But the real thing is, why is everybody's cousin died of fentanyl in the last 5 years?
Oh yeah, true.
Like, good question. You know what I mean? Like, it's not without merit. So I think that men being strung out on drugs, the one that I saw the other day was men opting out of higher education in record numbers, and men not what do they call it? They're not striving in the workforce anymore, right? So, like, which again, this is not a male problem. But because we're so dumb,
yeah,
we've got to do this thing where it's like, oh, these are binary ideas. You know what I mean? Like, oh no, gender doesn't mean anything except
when we want to pigeonhole people.
Yeah. So that's what we'll get for a couple of years. I don't think it'll last as long as the Me Too shit, but it'll go a couple of years.
Well, at least this one's less like, at least this one has some level of like perhaps compassion to it. Like, we're at least addressing the notion of weird, lonely men.
Kind of, but because men are seen as the exploiter or the powerful party.
The great Satan.
You can, with the woman shit, it was only a truly cluster B dark sociopath nutball who, when they saw, like, you know, some rape statistic or something, it was only like a really malignant personality that would jump in with like some, and it's exactly what you deserve. You know what I mean? Like that's only like a sick, that's like a pretty sick person or life troll. But I think with men shit, you could say, like, if somebody posted, you know, men are dying of deaths of despair. Right, which is suicide, alcoholism, drugs, and shit like that. Right, men are dying deaths of despair in record numbers. Why is it in the wealthiest country in the world? Do we have a population of men in their early 20s, which is truly when people are supposed to be like the most excited about their future in life? Why do we have them dying so much? Right, I bet that you could jump in on that as a Twitter and say, I wish all the men would die, or et cetera, and still keep your job. Whereas if you said, yeah, bitch, get raped. You know what I mean? Like, I think that you lose your job that day. Right. So there's still a difference. There's still like, people still don't like men, but I think that the woman shit wasn't hitting anymore. Wasn't selling.
Well, I mean, like, if you, like we said, well, two things, right? Both, you know, the FedEx driver is supposed to be the great warrior.
Yes.
Right? So that's why he's sad in one sense. Yes. His ape brain is sad, right? His like...
We got to talk about modern warrior.
Yeah. So there's that. But it's also like, well, why are they flocking to a man like Jordan Peterson? It's like, well, if the whole world is shitting on them, and there's one person that they look in one direction. One guy goes, listen, that's all bullshit. You're fine.
Yeah.
I think they're going to like maybe be like, hey, I like this guy.
Yeah.
It's not fucking rocket science.
I mean, Andrew Tate just going, yeah, you can get pussy if you try. People are like, huh. I like his message.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if I was fucking 20, I would love his message too. I mean, all I got to do is fucking stunt like a real G.
I mean, it's, have people not listened to rap music?
I know.
That's what's been preaching for the entirety of my life.
You feel like you learned a lot from pornography and rap music?
More from rap music, less from pornography.
You think pornography has poisoned your brain a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
No, I mean, I don't. I remain agnostic on whether it's like, you know, I'm dodging pornography, but I wonder if it is...
Probably helps people figure themselves out a little bit.
So that's kind of what I... Like, I don't feel that it's like... I don't feel it's the great Satan that some people feel it is, right? Because people are like, oh, it creates unrealistic expectations.
But you can get addicted to it.
Yeah, I'd say you can. But I don't know. I don't look at pornography and go like, oh, it makes everybody into like a warped rapo.
No, I know, definitely. I mean, provably not.
Right.
I mean, Pornhub. Oh, we should talk about Muskie. Musk is gonna buy the thing.
The Pornhub?
No, but he's buying Twitter. But that it relates to the Pornhub conversation because, you know, porn websites are the most trafficked websites in all of the internet.
Mm.
Like, doesn't Pornhub get billions of hits per day?
I mean,
I believe these porno websites do far better than any major social media thing.
Mm.
And think about the ubiquity of social media and how much people use that. Porno, lots of people are watching porn.
Listen,
small fraction in that of that number are deranged rapos.
There is not a TikTok account that isn't somebody pumping their OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It could be snail enthusiast. It could be because there's everything on this shit, right? Yeah. Everything. Every single one of them comes back to somebody trying to get OnlyFans money.
Sure.
We've made an entire, this is everybody. This is your Chad conservative moment. We have really made, I mean, I'm not standing in judgment. I don't really give a shit how this goes. But
we've cheapened sex.
No, it's just truly a generation of sex workers. Like every single girl from the age of currently 19 to 26,
well,
has done their stint as a sex worker,
an online sex worker. And I understand. I'm not trying to split hairs, but I think there's a meaningful distinction between what a sex worker was
between walking the blade.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at me like, am I going to get yelled at? No, there's a difference.
No, but they are both sex work.
Sure.
And we've, you know, but that's the thing is, it's like you've created a generation of sex workers. It's like, yeah, but like it's, I am hesitating to say, is it real sex work? Because it like kind of is, but it's like there's a, you've reduced the risk quite significantly.
Yeah, one time I threw baking powder on a grease fire.
Yeah.
So I am a firefighter.
There you go. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Precise. Yeah.
One time I
yelled at someone for doing something illegal in the street. I'm a cop.
You are a cop.
I yelled at a guy who blew a stop sign.
Look. Is there a difference? Yeah, there's a difference. I just think that there's like, but there might be, I think, look, this is the most dry, dusty, broke bitch take that you're going to hear today. There is something pretty dark about putting it in people's heads that they exist for your financial exploitation. My only beef with sex work, I've always been like, hey, I don't have any problem with sex work. I couldn't give a goddamn. The one part of it that I think is dark, I don't even get into like, people are like, what about human trafficking? It's like, look, man, okay, that's real for sure, but it's like, it's a very small number of a very giant industry.
Ghislaine apologist. Being in a mansion has changed you.
Well, listen, it's my exposure to the jet. No, but it's just crazy. It's crazy in the respect that it's like, yes, there are failures to every system, and there's oversights to every system where there's going to be something unfortunate, but it's a rather small number. All that said, I don't have any problem with it, but I think that there's something dark about any business. I don't care if it's, because when I get a haircut, that person sees me as, okay, that's $30, right? However, there's not this darkness over it where I feel like I'm exclusively $30. But there is an attitude among online sex workers that is like part of the vibe that, yeah, I'm the product, you give me money for the product, and then you can kill yourself.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I have no care about you in the world. Now, that's how all businesses run at the end of the day, but there's something like so overt and almost like bracing about sex work.
Okay.
You know, so the doms that you've gone to in your life.
Yeah.
You don't need them to love you. You are a customer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got the vibe that when you stepped out the door, they called you the F slur to their friend and hoped you died, you might not have a great vibe on that, right?
I mean, I guess not.
You might still go.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd care.
See, I think that... Yeah,
I mean, listen, it would... knowing that would hurt me a little more than if they than the opposite, if they were being like...
That was a gentleman and a scholar that just... I just spit on him.
Yeah, what a cool dude.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But ultimately, I don't... Listen, I'm 32. If someone's calling me the F slur behind my back, enjoy yourself.
I agree with you. However, I think a great number of people, if they walked into even a McDonald's where somebody was like, the guy behind the counter was like, could you hurry the fuck up? You men are so goddamn stupid. Like, you would just have a bad vibe about it. Here's all I'm saying. Sex work, of all the things, good or bad, anybody wants to say about it, it's got a bad vibe. That's all I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
sex work's got a bad vibe.
Bad vibe. Yes, for sure. I think that's impossible to deny. But what was the point?
I think you were going on how you like hate women now.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was about sad men?
Sad men.
Men be sad.
Men be sad.
Women sad, too.
But that's my point. Everybody's sad.
Everybody's sad.
But we did this thing. We did the thing where it was women got to be sad for 5 years. Now men get to be sad for 5 years.
I mean, men will be sad forever.
No, they're both are going to be sad forever.
Yes, it's called the human condition.
But we only get to talk about one at a time.
That's dumb.
I agree with you.
Limiting. We could talk about how everybody's sad.
Listen,
I'm happy as fuck.
There's no such thing as gender.
I said that a little too. Yeah, trying to convince myself.
There's no such thing as gender.
Right.
Except there is such a thing as a terrible, shitty man.
Right.
Right?
Incel.
Yeah. Oh, school incel. Shooter.
Yeah. Joker. He let you watch the Joker. Ew.
Ew.
You watch Fight Club.
I don't know. God, can you imagine being that human being? The human being that's like, hey, you know that thing? Like the same thing that people do to Rogan where it's like, ew, imagine watching Joe Rogan. It's like, Oh, you mean 100 million people? You
know what I mean? I
guess I can't imagine.
But why can't we keep it in our mind that there's like, you could just call it sensibilities and you could call it male, female, but it's like, why isn't Rogan just the Kardashians for men?
I mean,
Joker just the Notebook for men?
Right. And if here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you.
The Notebook, how old do I sound?
If you sit around hating on the Kardashians, you reveal yourself to be like just a goblin and a weirdo. Right?
Yeah.
And you might not have the best feeling about them, but like if you're sitting around just hating, you look fucking stupid. So why is it any different to sit around hating on Rogan?
I guess the point was if I got out here on Twitter and be like, damn, women be watching Kardashians and shopping.
Yep.
I might get fired.
Well, I hope you wouldn't get fired for that.
Women be shopping.
I hope women be shopping wouldn't cost you your job.
but if you could get on there and be like, men are disgusting little shit trolls who want to shoot people and listen to Rogan and
men will really lift weights instead of going to therapy. It's like, I hope they do.
Yeah. Physical exercise is probably better than going to therapy, honestly.
Oh, you're not allowed to say it, Eric.
It definitely is true.
You're not allowed
to. As someone who does both.
Yeah, 100% better.
Someone who does both.
100%.
Yeah.
You know how you can prove this?
How?
Because when you're depressed and miserable, you do not want to exercise. Your body's, you go, oh, no, you'll make any excuse to not exercise. But you will make excuses to go fucking dump your bullshit on a fucking therapist.
I mean, when I'm depressed, all I want to do is exercise.
Oh, see, I think you're rare.
Yeah?
I think most people just, like when I
want to run away from my depression.
When I'm agitated, I find a vegan ho-ho.
Ooh.
Like I'll just eat a vegan anything.
Yeah.
Like if I'm agitated, I will self-abuse with food.
See, I'm disappointed, I self-abuse with food.
I guess that's it.
Agitated. It's if I'm agitated, I need to like go for a walk. If I'm depressed, I need to go for a run.
You know how much Fortnite I'm going to play backstage?
That's all you can think about.
I've got
you're
thinking of Quake.
Yeah, that's true. Quake is way cooler than Fortnite.
It is, yeah. But Fortnite, you know, I'm just getting these Crown Royales. I'm just fucking crushing them.
I mean,
I've got a month. I've got a month of being done at 8:45.
Yeah,
I'm gonna play a lot of fucking Fortnite, man.
I mean, you are X years old. You're an old man.
Yeah.
You're 67 years old.
67, 68.
And your current obsessions are TikTok and Fortnite.
Yeah.
That's bad. You should leap over this balcony right now.
You know what? Last episode.
Have we put in enough time? Should we go to overtime?
Sure.
We have to go to overtime.
Yeah, we'll go to overtime.
So everybody, the new deal is that the bonus episodes, the overtime episodes, they're going to cost you a little more money, but we're going to go for a longer time than we typically do. So it's essentially a bonus episode.
Yes.
It's another episode of the show. It's worth your $5 a month. Patreon.com/worstpossibletimeline. Give us a little money. Listen, the Biden economy has hit us hard. We need more money. We need your help. So this is the Jerry Lewis, remember when he did the telethon for...
Did it for 100 years.
Muscular dystrophy?
Yeah, he did it for 1,000 years.
And then what happened? Muscular dystrophy won.
Muscular dystrophy beat Jerry Lewis.
For sure.
Yes, that's true.
Muscular dystrophy still exists. Jerry Lewis is dead in a hole. But we're going to outlast muscular dystrophy if you donate to us. So patreon.com/worstpossibletimeline. Go there. You will find a bonus episode there. At WP Timeline on Twitter. That's where you can contact us. Not my personal private Instagram DMs, by the way. You can go to our Twitter page.
Listen to this guy.
It's not for that. 205-509-9785. Call us and we'll do messages again someday. And worstpossibletimeline@gmail.com for all.
Well, hey, podcast listener, my name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. I don't know. I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.